The 25th Monday in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is from St. Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "No one, after lighting a lamp, covers it with a bowl or puts it under the bed. Rather, he puts it on a lampstand, so that people coming in may see the light. In the same way, there is nothing hidden that shall not be uncovered. Nothing kept secret that shall not be known clearly. Now take care how well you listen, for whoever produces will be given more, but from those who do not produce, even what they seem to have will be taken away from them." Commentary today is from Father Joaquin Font y Gasol, in Piera, in Barcelona, in Catalonia. Today, a gospel as brief as this one is all the same rich in themes that call our attention. In the first place, to give light. Everything is clear in God's eyes. The second great theme, graces are interconnected. If we are faithful, we receive one blessing after another. Grazia po grazia. Human language for divine and imperishable things. God's light for those who enter the church. Christian mothers, whispering in their children's ears, have been teaching them for centuries, expressive words, but most of all, they have been doing it with the light of their good example. They have also sown typical popular and evangelic wisdom distilled in many proverbs, as full of wisdom as of faith. One of these sayings is this: illuminate, do not blur. St. Matthew tells us, "And it gives light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father who is in heaven." Examining our conscience at the end of the day can be compared to the shopkeeper who does the accounts to check the fruit of his work. He does not start by asking, "How much have I lost today?" He rather wonders, "How much did I make today?" And immediately after, he may add, "How can I make more tomorrow? What can I do to improve?" Our working day may end with a thanksgiving prayer, and on the other hand, with an act of love and remorse. I regret not having loved more, and hope with illusion to start tomorrow, a new day, to please our Lord, who always sees me, accompanies me, and loves me so much. I want to give more light while diminishing the smoke produced by the fire of my love. In family life, parents and grandparents have forged, and still do, the personality and compassion of today's children and tomorrow's men. It is worth it. It is urgent. The Virgin Mary, Morning Star, Virgin of the Dawn, which precedes the light of the Son Jesus, guides us and gives us her hand. O Blessed Virgin, it is impossible that he whom you have looked at can get lost.